FM, KNZA.
Brandon Sandow with you. Jared Sleppy with me as well. Colin Feldkamp in studio. Our first of three matches tonight in the books here in Hiawatha, and a good one to boot. But Hiawatha pulling away in that second set, or I should say that third set, to knock out Sabetha in three. Hiawatha winning set one, 25-21. Sabetha won set two, 25-20. And Hiawatha in the third and final set, 25-14, they get the victory. So now it's going to be Jeff West and Sabetha coming up. And our final match of the evening is going to be Jefferson West against Hiawatha. So, again, a very good matchup between the two teams we just saw, Sabetha and Hiawatha. Would expect nothing less the rest of the way. And, Jared, I mean, getting your first taste of Big 7 League volleyball. Of course, the Roundhouse is one of the more iconic spots here in Northeast Kansas, but doesn't get much better than this on a Tuesday night post-Labor Day.
Yeah, certainly. The crowd, the students, they certainly have come out, and they're, I think they're all wearing Hawaiian stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, the front row does have some Hawaiian type shirts on.
Yeah, they certainly did help.
Far from Hawaii, but certainly we'll breathe it in as much as we can.
Yeah, they certainly did help out their team there towards the end. They were really getting into it, and kind of that little boost of energy in that final set, lifting them to a very impressive win in three sets. And we kind of talked about how important that timeout was. It was 12-11, then they rattled off seven straight points after that, getting into a rhythm, getting into a groove, and hopefully they can take this and kind of catapult themselves and be ready to get into mid-season form as they get into the head of this schedule.
Well, coming up next, once again, we'll have our second match of the night. It'll be Jefferson West, the Tigers, taking on the Blue Jays, coming off that loss to Hiawatha. We'll see how they respond against a fresh Jeff West team playing their first matchup here tonight. Big 7 League Volleyball here on KNZA. We'll take another timeout. Still more to come, but you'll hear our get a quick weather check coming up after this, and let you know what's going on locally as well. But we'll continue here in just a little bit. Keep it locked. We got you here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, customer, are the owner.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansalands News.
This is The Latest, from your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at msconews.net.
A Fairview van has been arrested on child sex charges. Brown County Sheriff John Merchant said 44-year-old Darren Lears was arrested Friday on four counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child under the age of 14. Merchant said the arrest followed an extensive investigation by the Brown County Sheriff's Office. Lears remains in the Brown County Jail, held on a $200,000 bond. The case remains under investigation.
a theft at an Atchison business by a man wanted on a drug-related Atchison County District Court warrant, who allegedly fled from police following Friday's theft, is now in custody. According to a release from Atchison Police Chief Mike Wilson, 59-year-old Maurice Burnett was arrested early Saturday morning, shortly after midnight, when an officer on patrol spotted Burnett in the 600 block of Atchison's South 6th Street. Knowing Burnett was wanted for the warrant related to a May 31st case when Burnett was found to be in possession of fentanyl, the officer took him into custody. According to Wilson, Burnett, at the time of his arrest, was found to be in possession of methamphetamine and marijuana. Additionally, Burnett was charged with a theft case that occurred at Walmart and for fleeing and eluding officers who attempted to stop his vehicle as he fled from the scene of the alleged theft. Following his arrest, Burnett was booked into the Atchison County Jail. An early Sunday morning Atchison traffic stop sent a St. Joseph, Missouri man to jail on drug charges. According to a release from Wilson, an officer on patrol spotted a vehicle in the 700 block of Kansas Avenue that had an expired license tag. The officer stopped the vehicle, driven by 37-year-old James Jones, around 1:30 Sunday morning, and the resulting investigation led to the arrest. Jones was taken into custody for possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia, as well as for transporting an open container of alcohol. Following his arrest, Jones was booked into the Atchison County Jail.
Seneca residents are being asked to conserve water Wednesday. City Administrator Tammy Haverkamp says that's because the city's water tower would be down for cleaning and maintenance. Haverkamp says residents are asked not to water outdoors and to keep their home water usage to a minimum.
The 2023 Jefferson County budget has been finalized. That came following two separate hearings at the Jefferson County Commission's August 29th meeting. The first hearing was held on the Commission's intent to exceed the revenue-neutral tax rate. About 30 people were present for the hearing. Comments were heard from many of those in attendance, with questions asked and concerns expressed about the increase in property valuations and the proposed increase in property taxes. Commissioners noted the high cost of fuel, rock, asphalt, and health insurance as contributing factors for the tax increase. Following the hearing, the Commission unanimously approved a resolution authorizing the county to levy a property tax rate exceeding the revenue-neutral rate for the 2023 budget. The regular budget hearing was then held, with no public comment received. The Commission voted unanimously to adopt the 2023 budget as published, which contains a slight mill levy decrease. It calls for the county to collect $16.5 million in local tax revenue. Even though the property tax levy will decrease slightly, the county will collect $1.8 million in additional tax revenue due to a more than $26 million increase in the county's assessed valuation.
After a pair of delays, a ceiling project on Hiawatha's Oregon Street is set for this week. City Clerk Lynette Greer said city staff has received confirmation that the contractor, Vance Brothers, Inc., will start the project around 5 o'clock Wednesday evening. At that time, they'll put up barricades along the side streets and then begin closing Oregon Street entirely about an hour later. Vance Brothers plans to start at the railroad tracks and work eastward to First Street. They hope to be completely finished by Thursday morning, weather allowing. The city is asking that all vehicles be removed from Oregon Street for the duration of the work through the night.
More than $1.4 million in grant monies are secured for Atchison's Amelia Earhart Memorial Airport. The funds come through two Federal Aviation Administration grants secured by Kansas Republican leaders, Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, and Congressman Jake LaTurner. That's your latest local news on the air. Remember to find us online anytime at msconews.net. I'm Brian Hagan.
Here's your Kansas Land Radio listening area forecast. Quiet weather will continue over the next several days as high pressure continues to be a dominant weather feature. This will keep the sunshine around, along with unseasonably warm temperatures. A cold front works its way into the area this weekend, bringing the clouds back in, chancier once this cold front moves through. Taking a closer look at our forecast, mainly clear. Areas of fog may develop late, low near 62. Wednesday, areas of fog early, then increasing sun, high of 87. Wednesday night, mainly clear, low near 59, high of 89 on Thursday, lots of sunshine. Thursday night, mainly clear, low near 61. Sunny on Friday, high of 90. Friday night, mainly clear, low near 61. Saturday, sunny and partly cloudy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
My name is Amber, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 6 years. Being a nurse and mother of 3 boys, I appreciate that Dr. Lukert not only believes in a holistic approach to chiropractic health, but that he and his staff are very welcoming and accommodating with my children. I also appreciate that his goal for each patient is wellness care and injury prevention, rather than just treating the symptoms. This is why I am a regular patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, and why I would recommend you be too.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Moral Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Moral Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, we can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal, we can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back to Hiawatha, the Roundhouse, as 6-7 volleyball continues tonight. A triangular, and we're getting set for our second match of the evening. It'll be Sabetha and Jefferson West. First time we'll see Jefferson West here tonight, as it was Hiawatha and Sabetha in the first set. Hiawatha took it in three, 25-21, 20-25, and then 25-14. A little bit about Jeff West. They're off to a 2-5 start to their season. Taking a look at what they have done so far early on, as, again, Hiawatha just playing their third match against Sabetha tonight. And we've mentioned teams like Nemaha Central and Royal Valley who have played double-digit matches already this season. But for volleyball, Jefferson West in a tournament, or I should say, yeah, in a tournament over the weekend, Jefferson West hosting a tournament. They had losses to Silver Lake and Santa Fe Trail. They beat Oskaloosa, also got a victory over Valley Falls, and then lost to Royal Valley. And then they also, in Big 7 league play, their first head-to-head matchup of the year, they played Royal Valley. They got swept 2-0-2-0 in that. So an 0-1 start in the league and 2-4 against non-league opponents, and a 2-5 start overall for Jefferson West. Hiawatha, again, with their win in the first match against Sabetha, they advanced to 2-1, and Sabetha, they dropped to 5-4 after the loss to Hiawatha. So again, we'll get Sabetha and Jeff West meeting for the first time, and we're about 8 minutes until the start of this second matchup here in Hiawatha against, again, Jefferson West and Sabetha. Coming up here in about 8 minutes, we'll kick it back to the studio as Colin Feldkamp will take it from there here for a few more minutes, and then we'll come back here in about 5-6-ish minutes or so, just depending on when we get this one started. But we are just minutes away, but we'll send it back to the studio real quick. Colin will take it over from there. Back here in just a few for Jefferson West and Sabetha right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1982, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton has been taking the dents
out of accidents. Located just east of the downtown Holton Square, Ron Kirks has the experience to make your vehicle look new again and the staff to get you back on the road quickly. Besides collision and accident repair for all makes and models, Ron Kirks also does frame adjustments, professional glass tinting, plus windshield chip and replacements. Offering free estimates, and they offer local pickup and delivery. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, taking the dents out of accidents.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy, and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
In the mortgage industry, we're seeing higher interest rates, which can lead to borrowers having a higher than expected payment.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmers State Bank.
One way to curb that higher expense is to possibly look at an adjustable rate mortgage. And when done correctly, it could lead to interest rate savings versus a typical 30-year fixed loan.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed three new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back to Hiawatha, the Roundhouse. Brandon Sadman with you alongside Jared Sleppy, Colin Feldkamp in studio as we get you set for our second matchup of the evening with this Big Seven League volleyball try. It's going to be Sabetha taking on Jefferson West. Of course, first matchup we saw go three sets. Hiawatha won it over Sabetha, 25-21, 20-25, and then a dominant last second half of the third set, 25-14. Hiawatha wins it, and they will await Jeff West in the final matchup after these two go, Sabetha and the Tigers. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, Brandon Tamman, Jared Sleppy. Good first one. Obviously, the home team, Hiawatha Redhawks, really dominant in the second half of that third set, and now they get a little bit of a chance to take a little bit of a break and watch Sabetha and Jeff West duke it out. And one thing that's pretty interesting is the experience is pretty different here. Jeff West is a very young team, and top to bottom, only have two seniors on the squad, as Sebastian Hiawatha, a little more experienced. So Jeff West is a team that is not only experienced overall this year. I mean, they haven't played very many games, so we'll see how this one plays out.
Yep, Jeff West 2-5 to start this year, and Sebastian sitting at 5-4 after the loss to Hiawatha. Hiawatha, after the win over Sebastian, now 2-1. So obviously they've played a few less matches than both of these teams, but ultimately will even out in the end. As this, again, it's just a very competitive league in terms of volleyball, with teams like Nemaha Central and Royal Valley, who are off to just scorching starts this year. Nemaha Central certainly has expectations to possibly go out, win a state championship. Royal Valley, they have already played 13 matches. They have won two tournaments already, and they sit at 12-1. So the Panthers, who have knocked out this Jeff West team multiple times already this year. One was a league matchup. The other was a non-league tilt. And Jeff West, again, getting an opportunity here against Sabetha for the first time, trying to get on track here before a date here with Hiawatha in the final matchup. So, as you mentioned, Jeff West a little young. They don't have many seniors on the roster. Sabetha certainly a little bit more experienced on their side. The Jeff West libero is Olivia Scott, 5'2 junior, back middle of that row. They do got some good size on the front line. Ainsley Scott is up there alongside Lainey Becker and Delaney Deal for Jefferson West. Also on the back line, you'll get Sydney Thompson, a junior. Going back there again with the libero, Scott, and also Hallie Tuck, another junior. So that's the starting six for Jeff West. Sabetha goes about eight deep. Same names you heard in the first matchup. Mary Lukert up front alongside Jessica Gruber, Aaron Bolt. Jeff West will serve it up, and we're underway here in the second matchup. Sabetha and Jefferson West. Tigers have it on their end. They're working from left to right. It's set up near side. It's slapped on over by Deal. And Sabetha earns the first point as Deal shot a little bit too strong. 1-0 Blue Jays.
And he talks about Nemaha Central. There's a tournament at Nemaha Central this week, and the next weekend there's a tournament here.
Certainly a lot of fun when these teams play in those weekend tournaments. You get a good mix of league opponents and then maybe some teams that you don't see too often. As that one is slapped into the net, miss hit there by Olivia Scott, the libero for Jeff West, and Sabetha the first 2 points. It's 2-0. So serving here for the Blue Jays, it's going to be Alexia Hayden. And standing tall, Hayden serves it on over. Backline Deal pushing it up front. Tapped over with one hand, but the Blue Jays gather. Now it's up close to the net and bouncing into the net. And Jeff West earning their first point, now 2-1. Couple subs real quick as we'll see Kendall Mayer and also Reese Brown come in for the Tigers. Of course, myself here on KNZA Friday, we will have Hiawatha and Jeff West week 2 football matchup for you, also on the Hiawatha Red Hawk channel. So I will be at Jefferson West High School for that one on Friday nights. Of course, we got our locker room chats week 2 tomorrow on KNZA and KMZA, as we have a little bit of a pause here in the action with the official. And then Thursday, of course, more locker room chats for you. Friday, of course, all the preview and more you could ask for with the Friday Night Fever show to get you set for week 2 of high school football coming up on Friday. So back to it. It's a long serve saved on the back line by Sabetha, pushed up front, has to be sent over. Scobie gets it over. Here is Olivia Scott, far side. This is Brown's spike attempt, dug out nicely on the back line by Schmelsley. Here is Lukert. Or correction, that was Bolts. Bolts getting it back. Sabetha has it front of their own net. Hayden wants to set it up backside. Hit on over. Good dig out of the ground there by Sydney Thompson, who sets up her teammate. Nice dig on the back line, and we continue. And a pause in the action. I think Sabetha was against the net, and that's going to be a point for the Tigers. And it's a 2-2 tie. The 2-2 set one. Jeff West and Sabetha. Tigers came in to tonight's try, 2-5. Sabetha now 5-4 after the loss to Hiawatha here earlier tonight. Tigers have it, needing to save it over and get it back over on a third hit. They do so. Now Sabetha There's the set. Spike it fit near side. Bolts and a good dig on the back line. Good defense by Jeff West. They're able to get it over. Blue Jays will try it again. They send it to the backside. It's pushed over by Scobie. Libero Olivia Scott trying to save it, and a beautiful save on the far side, and somehow Jeff West got that point. That was Brown who had a difficult angle to get that one back over. She was nearly on the JV court. And Jeff West, after trailing 2-0 early, the last 3 points, they're up 3-2.
And, of course, if you step foot on that JV court, it's automatically out of bounds, which, personally, I don't like. I think you can go up, be more aggressive with
it. Well, what
can
you do if they put the courts next to each other,
exactly,
right? Like,
yeah.
You would think you got to give yourself every opportunity for room, but I guess that is not the case. So a 3-2 Jeff West lead. And on a third hit, it slaps over there by Brown. Now Sabetha has it, pushing it towards the near side. Good underhand save by Lukert to get it over. Tigers have a chance to set and spike. They do so. Nice one-handed save on the back line there by Bolt. Now slapped over and finding the back right corner is Jessica Gruber for the Blue Jays. So a couple nice hits on that run there by the Blue Jays to tie it up 3-3 here in the first. We saw, it looks like, again, maybe some mist or some sweat on the floor. You see some of the players out there kind of wiping the floor down with their feet. We saw that kind of an issue in the first matchup tonight. Now Sabetha having all sorts of issues with it. Jeff West will score. It's a 4-4 tie.
You're
in set number one.
You wouldn't think it would be sweat because they kind of just got done kind of cooling off a little bit, getting ready for this next match. You wouldn't think it would be sweat, but I mean, who knows?
And they kind of, you see, like basketball players, they like to get the mist underneath the shoes, get a little grip. Maybe that's the case. They're kind of looking for that extra grip, and it's going to be a point for Jefferson West. Sabetha's had some trouble here in the last couple of points. Just unable to get some shots over, kind of awkward on hits number 2 and 3, and Jeff West a 5-4 lead, set one. Here's Ainsley Scott sending it over for the Tigers. Sabetha pushing it near side. Luker to spike. Good dig there by Sydney Thompson. Tigers send it to the far side. It's Brown, and her spike attempt is long. Point Blue Jays, a 5-5 tie. Now the Blue Jays getting it back. We've seen the Blue Jays change jersey tops. They were rocking the blue uniforms against Hiawatha, rocking the gray uniforms here with the blue numerals and lettering. A 5-5 tie, set one. Here's Thompson on the front. They want to set up Brown. Her kill shot is blocked against the net. Jeff West getting it back. Here's Schwinn with it. Sends it over. Now Sabetha wants to push it up. Near side, Lukert tipping it over with finesse, but a good defensive play by the back line for Jeff West. Brown, another two-handed push shot over. Sabetha getting it back. Lukert spike attempt. Oh, and it's hit back over by Thompson. Sabetha setting it up far side, and it goes into the net. So a couple good digs. Impressive there with Sydney Thompson. She took one right off the hands, and it just magically found its way back over, and Jeff West able to earn the point. It's now 6-5.
Yeah, so far, it seems that Sabetha is having some issues with miscommunication. I've seen on multiple plays where that's been a case. Got to clean that up. They want to get back in front.
So 6-5, Jeff West here early on first set. This will be Riley White serving it up for the Tigers. Sends it on over. Now the Blue Jays will set it up, and a kill shot there is money by Aubrey Schmelsley. Her point there ties it up 6-6. Allie Scobie will serve it up for the Blue Jays, playing in their final matchup tonight after losing in three sets to Hiawatha earlier in the evening. Tigers will play Hiawatha in the final matchup after this one. Tigers earning a point. Nice kill shot by Reese Brown on the far side. The 5'9 junior makes it a 7-6 Tigers lead. For the Tigers, Tuck will do the serve duties here with a 7-6 advantage. Set one. Duck is a 5'3 junior. We're waiting the official's signal, and there it is. Have a lob shot over. Sabetha has it, pushing it near side. Lukert, third hit, sends it on over with the right hand, and miss hit by Olivia Scott on the back line. And Sabetha earns the point. We're tied at 7. From back and forth we go here in the first set between these two. Again, a 2-5 start to the year for the Tigers. Sabetha sitting with a 5-4 record. Still very early on. Got the libero, sends it up front. They want to set it up for Schwinn, who had her kill shot blocked at the net, but the Tigers get it back. Thompson a little touch shot over. Blue Jays have it, sent over by Lukert, and right off the face of Riley White, but keeps it alive, and somehow it's saved back over, but Sabetha's going to get this point. Been a couple good efforts by the Tigers. Laney Becker there, but just not able to get it back into play. And Sabetha in front. It's 8-7. Luker, nice drive on that spike. Tigers want to set it up far side. Good defense on the block far side. That's going to be Alexia Hayden, also Schmelzley in there on the defense. Sabetha leading 9-7 and a timeout. We'll step aside for a quick 30 as well. Sabetha 9, Jeff West 7. First match, or I should say the first set here in this matchup between the two. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Big 7 volleyball here on KNZA. Brandon Tamman joined by Jared Sleppy. Colin Felkamp in studio. Out of the timeout by Jeff West. Sabetha with the 9-7 advantage here in set number one. Sabetha will serve from right to left as it's Mary Luker. Sends it over strong with the right hand. Olivia Scott, the libero, pushing it up front. They set it up far side for Becker. Her spike attempt is long. And the point for the Blue Jays now 10-7. One thing we notice in these volleyball matches, how momentum can swing after a timeout. There's a block at the net pushed over by Jeff West. And it's going to be, I believe, a point for the Tigers as Sabetha got into the net, and it's now 10-8 in favor of Sabetha.
That was just a little bit of a lift by Bolt that hit her on her bicep and kind of rode up her arm and tried to just throw it up into the air, and of course you can't do that.
Libero Olivia Scott serving it up for the Tigers. Pushed over by Sabetha. Now the Tigers get it back. They want to set it up front of the net, far side. It's Becker who spikes it. Sabetha trying to save it. They do so as it's sent back over. Here's Lanky Becker pushing it to the front, and a spike attempt is blocked by the libero, Daria. Daria nicely done on the back line. Tigers want to set it up again. This time Daria can't handle it, and the point's down for Scott, and Jeff West back to within one. It's 10-9.
Yeah, you talked about that momentum. Here comes Jefferson West.
Out of the timeout, we saw the momentum swing in that last timeout of the third set of Hiawatha Sabetha in that last matchup, where Hiawatha really put the match away in that third set. Here's Scott again on the serve, and Daria able to get it up front, and it's pushed back over. So the Tigers here, they want to set it up, and not much for a spike attempt, but Scott pushing it over. Tigers get it right back as Sabetha's one and done. Here's a spike attempt far side set by Scott. Sabetha has it, needs to push it over on a third try, and it somehow finds some room as Hallie Scobie finds a point, and it's now 11-9 Sabetha. And Schmelzley back to serve. Comes here to her left side. Left side of the court. Serving it with the right hand. Sends it on over back right. Popped in the air there by Tuck. Towards the far side. Scott sends it over with some heat, but it's saved nicely by the back line. Here's Lukert sending it over for Sabetha. Now Jeff West. There's the set, but not near the net. Scott the libero sends it over. Now Sabetha another opportunity. Here is a kill shot that's too long. That is Aaron Bolts who missed hit that one. Jeff West the point, 11-10 Sabetha.
I'm kind of surprised with how much Scott, the libero for Jefferson West, has been sending it over to the other side. I don't think that's quite how things have been drawn up by Coach Meyer, but it's been working out. She definitely puts it in good spots over on Sabetha's side.
Well, we saw how good Hiawatha was with kind of maybe misreading Sabetha a little bit with some of their sets and kind of just mixing things up, moving it to another side as the Blue Jays earn a point there. Nicely done by Bolts, making it 12-10. But you can get maybe that front line moving just an inch or two one way and get them back the other way to get an easy point. Hiawatha was good at that, and certainly their first matchup with Sabetha tonight. 12-10 Sabetha here over Jeff West. First set in the second matchup this evening as Jeff West on a third try needs to get it over. They do. Back line setting that one down. It's Schmelzley to the front. Now Bolt sending it over, and it's too long. 12-11, Blue Jays by one.
And that's one thing that we saw in that first match. Sabetha having an opportunity with a free ball but not being able to capitalize, making a mistake.
So a couple subs here for the Tigers. Reese Brown is back in. We'll also see Kendall Mayer, who will serve here for Jeff West as they trail 12-11 here in the first. Our second matchup this evening. The final matchup will be Hiawatha-Jeff West. Sabetha sending it up front of the net. Now it's just pushed on over, and I think Sabetha was against the net. It's Alexia Hayden, who too close to the net, earning Jeff West a point. We're now tied at 12. As Mayer once again will serve, and she'll use the left hand to swipe that one through and on over. Pushed here to the near side, set up nicely for Scobie, blocked on the back line, nicely done there by Mayer. Sabetha gets it back, they push it to the far side, spike attempt by Scobie, dug out nicely by the libero. They send it here to the near side, Jeff West had their attempt blocked. Now Scott gets it back, sends it to Brown on the far side, who sends it over with the right hand. One shot over by Sabetha, now Jeff West getting it back. High shot for Brown, and the block attempt there is unsuccessful, and it falls through, and Jeff West has a lead now. It's 13-12.
Yeah, Scobie and Gruber both going up for the block, just a little bit too far away from the net. Get maybe a little bit closer. That falls on Jefferson West side.
Well, we see Jeff West using Reese Brown on that far side. She certainly has the height, and they like to get her set up over there. Nice diving save there by Olivero Scott. Brown on the third try, sends it over with the right hand. Now a tap shot there. It's right next to Brown, and it just stays inside the line as we are tied at 13. Nicely done there by, I believe that was Scobie on the front right side. So a 13-13 tie here in the first set, Jeff West and Sabetha. As this will be Bolts to serve it up. Just hit the top of the net. Another diving save by Scott, and a second diving save is sent on over. Good defense there by Jeff West. Sabetha able to keep this one in play. They want to set it up. Tap shot over. Sabetha right there to clean it up. They send it to the backside as Scobie puts one down, and she's up against the net. I believe that's a point. Correct me if I'm wrong. That was a Sabetha point, it looked like. 14-13.
Yeah, Jefferson West touched the net on that one. Now we got another wet spot on the floor.
Yeah, we saw it. So apparently, I mean, you get going, you start sweating, you're diving around. You certainly need a little bit of time to clean up some spots because it can get the way you cut and move. It is certainly a dangerous game if you're playing with a wet floor out here. The angles and the way these girls have to move and their agility, so certainly want to make sure the floor is nice and cleaned up. 14-13, set one, Sabetha by one. Sabetha has it here. They need to get it over. Lukert does, and it's way too long and out of play, and we're tied at 14. Back and forth we go. I don't think either team's had a lead bigger than three here in this first set. Now Jeff West back to serve. This will be Ainsley Scott, the 5'10 sophomore. Sends it over with the right hand. Back line pushed up in the air by Schmelzley. Now Lukert pushing it up front. It's sent over by Gruber. Jeff West has it now. This one put up in the air by Thompson and sent over. Nice dig on the back line. Here's Sabetha with it. And this one is Bolt, who in the back middle pushing it over with the right hand and misplayed it out of bounds. And it's now 15-14, Jeff West. We've seen Bolts misplay a couple here in the last few turns. And a nice serve there, but Sabetha able to get it to the front of the net and push it back over. And that one is long and out of play. And it was nearly touched by Mayer on the back line, but she just got her fingertips away from it. And Jeff West able to earn the point, 16-14. We're seeing some unforced errors here by Sabetha here in the last few runs. Sabetha after the serve, trying to settle it down and getting it up front to Lukert. Her spike attempt is blocked. They get it back. They want to get it to Gruber. She pushes it on over. Now the Tigers have it. Now Brown a spike attempt, but right into the backhand of Bolt. Back and forth we go. Front of the net. Now Sabetha has it. Two players hit it up in the air, and now a shot that's sent over from the back left is going to find some room, and Mary Lukert earns a big point for the Blue Jays. Now 16-15 Tigers. As Ed Orgeron would say, go Tigers. Sabetha down one as they will serve it up. It's Gruber. Nicely done, but it's dug out by Lauren Krottinger. Sabetha getting it back far side. They push it here to the near side. Lukert's spike attempt is pushed up in the air. Now they send it up front to Brown, who double taps it over and finds some room through the defense. Jeff West, another point. Nice play there by Reese Brown, the junior. It's now 17-15. coming down the home stretch here. Set number one. Service sent over by Croninger, and it's now tipped away, and this one's going to find the seats, and another point for Jeff West. Make it 18-15 Tigers.
And that was definitely a playable ball. Just Sabatha, I think, just a little bit of a break. They're starting to let this one slip a little bit.
See if Sabatha has a little bit of room to come back. Still plenty of points to be out there. 18-15 Jefferson West at one, and now again clinging to just get it back over, and they do. Now the Tigers have it. They want to set up Brown again. Her spike attempt is dug out nicely by the libero, Daria. And then a set and a spike by Lukert. That's more like it for the Blue Jays. Make it 18-16 as she puts one down.
Yeah, when Lukert has the opportunity and one is sent right to her and given to her on a silver platter, she will always capitalize. Just got to get her that right spot, get her the ball, and she will execute.
So here's Scobie to send this one over. Tigers have it. They push it into the front of the net. Thompson to Brown. It just hits the top of the net, and it skips its way over and down in front of the Sabatha line. Another point for the Tigers. Make it 19-16, Jeff West. As we'll see Lainey Becker come back in. Also Hallie Tuck for the Tigers. So a 19-16 Jeff West advantage here in set number one. Tuck will serve. Awaits the official to give her the go. She sends it on over. Sabatha, back line. Here is a spike attempt by Schmelzley, but dug out nicely. And it's going to find the hole, and good defense once again by Jefferson West. It's a 20-16 Tigers lead. So we've seen the front line for Jeff West make some plays here. Now they're inching closer to a set one victory. 20-16. And there's a service there as that one is hit out of bounds by Tuck. So an easy point there for the Blue Jays. Now down 20-17. Lukert back to serve. Her team down three in the first set. Romero Scott for Jeff West sets it up front. Battle at the front of the net. Jeff West has it on their side and not being able to get it back over as the Blue Jays earn another point. And make it 20-18. So Blue Jays slowly creeping back into it.
Dangerous spot to be in for Jefferson West. The momentum is really starting to shift. Of course, now you don't have a serve. And Sabatha, any chance to strike right here.
Yeah, see if Luker can get a run going for the Blue Jays down the home stretch serving. And as she sends it on over, the back line of Croninger is able to get it up front. It's put back over, and a kill shot is in for the Tigers. Make it 21-18.
And Jefferson West, back to that celebration, you can really tell that they knew that was a huge point that they needed.
So Sabatha trailing 21-18, set one. It'll be the libero, Olivia Scott, the 5'2 junior. She will serve it up, sends it across with the right hand. Scooped up by Scobie, pushed to the front of the net. Two-handed push shot back over by Shelley. Now Jeff West wants it near side. It's Scott, saved on the back line by Daria. Now here is Bolts, who sends one down, but it's blocked up nicely by Jeff West back line. Now Sabatha gets it back from the back line to the front, sent over by Hayden. Pushed up by Tuck for Jeff West. Here's a spike attempt, and it's tipped and out of play. The Tigers earn the point, make it 22-18. Jeff West getting closer and closer to a set one win. They're up 22-18.
The Los Angeles Kings must be playing here because all of the condensation on the... You know, the Lakers had the issue with that.
Yep. You see that a lot. Some of those arenas that have to share floors. And
yep.
You would think putting a basketball floor, obviously that's not the case here, but talk in terms of pro athletes and pro sports, you think arenas that hold 20,000 people and house multiple pro sports teams, it's like, well, let's just put the basketball court just right on top of the ice. We're all right.
You think in a city like Los Angeles, it would at some point have more than one location for that, but I mean, I guess they're running in a room over there.
All the stuff
they're building there. So
they clean up a couple spots here on the floor. Jeff West with the momentum, 22-18. Their set one lead here over Sabatha. Scott sends it over. Blue Jays want to counter. Here is Bolts, who is pushed up by Scott on the back line, who somehow is able to keep it alive, but the third hit over by Thompson goes into the net. A point for the Blue Jays, make it 22-19. This is the time for the Blue Jays to certainly get back in it. Coming down the home stretch, and then, oh boy, right when I say that, If I jinxed Aubrey Schmelzley, I'm sorry. She puts the serve right into the net. And Jeff West now getting the serve advantage back up 23-19. As this will be the 5'8 junior, Sydney Thompson leaps and fires it over with the right hand. Trebethan wants to set it up far side. Spike attempt is going to be good as it lands home for Aaron Bolt. Too much heat for Jeff West to defend. Make it 23-20, Tigers. Well, here's your chance, Sabatha. You get the serve back here. It'll be Alexia Hayden to send it over. Does so with the right hand. Back line for the Tigers, pushing it up front to Thompson. Far side, they set it up for Scott, and she puts it into the net. Point Blue Jays. 23-21. Feel the momentum shift just a scotch towards the side of the Blue Jays. And the Tigers respond here and get two set points. This one is punched over with the right hand by Becker. Now Sabetha sends it to the far side where Scobie sends it over. It's pushed up in the air by Thompson. Far side it goes to Becker. Right-handed shot on over. Sabetha, the tough hit. One hand, and it's going to go into the JV court. And we talked about it earlier. It's out of bounds, even though they could have got it back in. But now it's set point for Jefferson West. It's 24-21. Well, certainly I get the idea if you have the JV playing on the other side, you don't want anybody running into each other of that nature. But when you limit how far you can go, it's certainly...
like, this is a league match.
You should be able to run out of bounds and hit one back. You should be able to run out of the arena and hit one back.
Absolutely.
In if you're able to save it. Sabetha needs these points as Jeff West has it on their end. Set point, 24-21. They toss it back on over. Sabetha, front of the net. It's blocked, and it's going to land, and the Tigers win set one. So the Tigers, impressive in set number one. They beat Sabetha 25-21. Set two coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
September 30th is the deadline for fall crop insurance and changes. Normally this is for wheat, but there are more options and decisions for the 2023 crop year. Let the professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha guide you through margin protection to protect against rising input costs, cutting into your profit margin, and the possibility of insuring double crop soybeans after wheat. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance, 621 Main in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Brandon Tadman with you. Jared Sleppy to my left. Colin Feldkamp back in studio on the ones and twos, keeping us locked in and on the air here on KNZA 103.9. It's Big 7 volleyball tonight as we're in the middle of our second matchup. Jefferson West taking the first set against Sabetha 25-21. And we have played now four sets between the three teams tonight, and the first two with Hiawatha and Sabetha back and forth, close, 25-21 and then 25-20. The third set between those two got away from Sabetha, where Hiawatha won at 25-14, but this was very close, 25-21 in the first set. Sabetha certainly had some opportunities. When Jeff West, when Sabetha kind of knocked on the door late, were able to make some plays and able to hold off for that set one victory.
Yeah, that's Big 7 volleyball. It doesn't matter where you are in the standings. It's going to be competitive top to bottom.
Jeff West and Sabetha get set to start set number two as the officials are checking the lineups. As again, for the Tigers up front, you have the likes of Ainsley Scott. You have Lainey Becker. Also Delaney Deal. On the back line, you got Sydney Thompson, Addison Schwinn, and also Hallie Tuck. Lukerts, Gruber, Hayden out there for Sabetha to start. Also up front is Hallie Scobie. Also Aaron Bolt. As Jeff West now a chance to sweep if they can take the second set here. and they just won it in set one, 25-21. So Sabetha will start, serving from right to left, set two. Here we go. Tigers now have it. They send it over. And Becker now, bodies just in front of the net. Miscommunication by the Tigers, but somehow they get it over. Here's Bolts with a spike attempt, and it's out, no good. Just missing the line is Bolts. And after all the wildness and miscommunication up front by Jeff West, they somehow get the point.
That was very close to being in on the line. I mean, any part of that ball is on the line, it's in. So very fortunate for Jeff West that they were able to get that first point. Like you said, even, you know, it wasn't the prettiest first point.
Well, the Tigers, they rotate players fairly quickly as Mayer and Brown come into the game. As Sabetha trying to get this third hit back over after the serve, they do just that. Now it gets up into the net, and Sabetha earns the point. So after a good serve by Tuck, Sabetha had a couple awkward hits. They found its way back over, and Jeff West put it into the net. We're tied at one.
That's what they say about free balls. If you have a free ball, you need at least an opportunity at getting a kill, but they're letting these fall to the ground.
The Bolts will serve it for Sabetha. Olivia Scott wants to set this one up for Brown. Dusto near side. Nice diving save there by Schmelzley to keep it alive. And then Lukert's kill attempt is blocked at the net. Point for the Tigers. Good defense up front. Delaney Deal in there on the defense. It's now 2-1, Jeff West.
And Scott there as well. That was very well done. Fired up after that play, and deservedly so.
And they rotate a couple of bodies in every few points or so. The Tigers certainly ride a deeper bench than what we've seen from Sabetha and Hiawatha so far tonight. Here's Sabetha, and a kill shot is out, no good. It was a little bit long there by Jessica Gruber. It was perfectly set, but just a skosh too long. So 3-1 advantage for the Tigers. It's going to be Ainsley Scott to send it over. Sabetha in the middle of it, pushing it up front. Lukert taps it over. Saved up in the air by Thompson, then sent back over, and another point here for the Tigers. Momentum for Jeff West here early. They've scored four of the first five. Scott once again will do the serving duties here as this one is hit up on the back line. Now pushed to the front for Sabetha, slapped over by Gruber. Thompson now setting it up to the front for Brown, and she spikes it home. Sabetha able to save it, but up against the net. And the Tigers get the point, make it five of the first six for Jeff West, up 5-1. Ainsley Scott will do it again. Waiting for the official, now gets the go. And Scott serves it over with the right hand. Back line at Sabetha, that's Luker pushing it up front. They send it to the far side, tapped over, had to keep it in. Now the Tigers now trying to settle on their third hit. Hit over by Thompson, back line set. Pushed up front, near side Lukert, slaps it over with the right hand. Good save on the back line by Scott. Thompson to Brown, sends it on over, pushed up in the air by Schmelzley. Far side spike attempt by Scobie, but the Tigers save it. Now they want Brown again. Her spike attempt has got some heat on it, but Sabetha can't get it back over. And a point for Jefferson West. Make it 6-1 Tigers here in the early going, set two.
And one thing that Sabetha is doing, they're being a little bit too aggressive considering they're down a set, and now they're down by 5 points in the second set.
Certainly a flow of momentum as the Blue Jays down here early. Lukert sends a scorching one over, but another backline save as they set up Brown again, and she's going to earn a kill as the ball goes out of the gym. 7-1 Tigers as the backline judge there is having to go chase that ball down, and we get a whistle and a timeout. Jeff West, they have scored 7 of the first 8 here in the first set. They lead Sabetha 7-1. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Impressive start for Jefferson West here in set two after taking the first set over Sabetha, 25-21. Tigers out to a 7-1 lead As we come out of the timeout, Jeff West back to serve once again. Ainsley Scott will send it over, and she does so. Back line of Sabetha pushing it up front. Now they want to set it up for Scobie, who sends it over. Now we got a stoppage in play. I'm not sure if the officials were ready or not, so I think we're going to play this one over again. The miscommunication, the officials were not ready there. So we'll try it again. Scott set to serve it up. Still awaiting, and finally gets the whistle by the official, and she'll send it over. Sabetha's back line pushed up by Lukert. Now they want to set up Lukert for the spike, and she lands home a kill shot for Sabetha, much needed for the Blue Jays. They finally get another point on the board, now trailing 7-2.
That's what the doctor ordered for the Blue Jays, and they'll try to carry some momentum after that break. That wasn't really supposed to be a break at first, the ball going out of the gym, which then turned into a timeout. We'll see how this plays out.
Well, we talked about momentum shifts out of timeouts. We'll see if Sabetha can turn the tide here, and I think that's an ace, and that's going to hit the ground, and Sabetha gets another point. Nice ace there by Jessica Gruber. They get 7-3, Jeff West. Back-to-back points out of the timeout by the Blue Jays. Gruber back again to serve it, and with some heat pushing it up with the right hand, and now Jeff West has to just get it on over, and now there's some miscommunication on the back line, and another point for the Blue Jays. Make it 7-4.
Good job by Schmelsley to lay off the ball. She almost touched it, and she wasn't supposed to, and almost hit the net. That's about to get the point regardless.
So Gruber sends another one over, and it's an ace shot. All right, so the Sabetha momentum now is 100% real, and they get 7-5, Jeff West. After the timeout, four straight by the Blue Jays, including an ace there by Gruber. Gruber again. A little more pace on this one. Scott on the back line, pushing it up front. Thompson to Brown. Her spike attempt is blocked, and it finds its way home. So still tipped on the front line, but it found its way down. And a big point to stop the bleeding there for Jeff West. Their lead is 8-5. As Riley White will check in and serve here for the Tigers. Riley White, the 5'3 senior. So she stands in. Jeff West won the first set and is looking for a two-set sweep, and there's an ace for the aforementioned Riley White. Make it 9-5, Jefferson West. They came back strong after Sabetha rattled off four straight. Back-to-back points here for the Tigers. And a service error as that one goes into the net there by Riley White. And it's now 9-6, Jeff West. Sabetha will serve with Hallie Scobie. Scobie sends it over. Back line. And Mayer pushing it up front to Brown. The kill shot is blocked on the back line and sent over by Sabetha. Blocked and pushed back over again to the Tigers side. Thompson sets it up. Spike attempt by Schwinn, and it's in there. Addison Schwinn, the 5'9 freshman, getting in the books. Make it 10-6, Jeff West.
That was a very good rally by both teams, but in the end, it was just a better kill shot by Addison Schwinn.
Lainey Becker is back in, also going to send out Hallie Tuck as well.
Official is currently talking with Kendall Mayer about maybe a substitution here. In terms of where she was rotated in. Looks like everything's been clarified.
Clarified and tucked back in as well. She'll serve. Jeff West, a 10-6 lead. They beat Sabetha in the first set, 20-21. Here is Tuck. She sends it on over. Backline push. Here's Sabetha up front to Lukert. Spike attempt. Scott saves it on the back line in the air. Now it's pushed back up front. Thompson sends it over. Now Sabetha gets it back. Here's Lukert. Spike attempt, and that's good. Lukert finds a gap between the defensive front and make it 10-7, Jeff West. This will be Lukert to serve. She sends it on over. Back line for White. Sets it up front into the net. And Jeff West keeps it alive, and this is White who sends it over and finds it. Correction, that was Lainey Becker who got the last touch for Jeff West and sent it on over, and now it's a four-point lead at 11-7. Whenever it's 11-7, you always got to say 7-11, right?
You have to.
You got to. 7-11 because you're open 24 hours a day. Jeff West, a service error. That's the libero, Olivia Scott. misfired on that serve, and a free point for the Blue Jays, now 11-8. Well, it's kind of been ebbs and flows here in the second set. Jeff West really jumped out early, but 7-1. Blue Jays have pawed their way back, and then it's kind of been back and forth since then. Lukert with a nice serve, set up by Thompson, and then sent over by White. Blue Jays get it back, tapped over, in right place, right time. Beautiful shot there. Laid down, I believe that was Alexia Hayden who had the touch there. And it's now 11-9.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt there. It's always having that little bit of arch on that shot is what really makes it good. If it has too much arch, gives them some time to try to recover.
Libero Scott sends it over for Jeff West. Now a spike attempt and a kill shot good for the Blue Jays. And look now, here they come. Aaron Bolts puts that one down. And Jeff West, their lead is trimmed to one. It's 11-10. So again, both teams battling here in the second set. And there's going to be an ace by Aubrey Schmelsley. And we're tied at 11. And Jeff West, their head coach, Olivia Mayer, has seen enough. She's going to call a timeout.
The Blue Jays have scored 10 of the last 14.
We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 11-11 our score. Again, Jeff West jumped out to a 7-1 lead here in the second set after taking the first set 25-21, but expected Sabetha to roar back, and they certainly are doing just that. And now we're tied, and Sabetha, of course, needing this set to force a third. And again, another timeout. Where does the momentum turn now that we kind of start fresh here, 11-11? We see those momentum changes all the time. We've seen it certainly a few times tonight. We'll see how this one plays, but Jeff West again needing to get some momentum back after a strong start. Sabetha has come back to tie it.
You're not much of a surprise, Coach Stevie, for Sabetha. Not taking very much time in that huddle, just saying, keep doing what you're doing. We're making a rally here. Go out and keep playing.
So out of the timeout, Sabetha has it. And they have the serve. As it's Schmelsley who sends it over and mishandled on the back line by Jeff West. And Sabetha takes the lead. It's 12-11. We've seen serves here in the second set by Sabetha be a problem. Controlling by Jeff West in their back line and nearly almost on another ace there. But they set it up front for Ainsley Scott, who kills it right into the net, and another point for the Blue Jays, make it 13-11. And tipped over the net, and just when things are going right, they're going right. Sabetha has the momentum as Schmelsley's serve hit the top of the net and right over the front line to Jeff West for the ace, make it 14-11. Certainly, Jeff West has the momentum now. Here is Schmelsley with another serve. Sends it on over. And the back line pushing it up is Kroninger. Now the left side. It's sent across by Scott. Sabetha did a nice job keeping it alive. Bolts pushing it over, and what might have been out, diving for it was Tuck, and could have been a point for Jeff West. Give credit for Tuck for the effort there, but it's going to be a point for the Blue Jays. It's now 15-11.
You got to hand it to Sabetha for carrying the momentum from before the timeout into after the timeout.
Yeah, Schmelzy's got something going here with her serves, and just missing is Aaron Bolt on a spike attempt and a much-needed point there for the Tigers, now trailing 15-12.
Having to go deep into the bowels of the underneath part of the rafters to get that one.
So to serve here for Jeff West, it'll be Sidney Thompson. 5'8 junior sends it over with the right hand. Back line of Sabetha pushing it up front. They want to set it up here for the near side. It's Gruber's spike, not much behind it. And Scott pushing it right side to Becker, who sends it over for the Tigers. Now Sabetha's spike attempt, saved in the air by Thompson. Now sent on over by Tuck, and it's out too strong. And another point for the Blue Jays, make it 16-12. So again, at one point, this was a 7-1 Jeff West lead. Here in this second set, now it's 16-12, Sabetha. That's going to be another point off the serve as Schmelzley's just having a field day back there. And now another timeout by Jeff West. We'll step aside as well. Sabetha in control now, trying to force a third set. 17-12 here in set number two. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Out of the timeout, Sabetha by 5, 17-12 here in set number 2 over Jeff West. Tigers won the first set 25-21. Blue Jays trying to force a third set. Sabetha lost in 3 sets in our first matchup tonight to Hiawatha. And the second matchup potentially going to a third set if Sabetha can close it out. Schmelzley with the serve. Tigers trying to get some momentum out of the timeout, and a spike attempt is too long. Out of play by Scott. Another point. Blue Jays make it 18-12.
Things just certainly have not been going the way of Olivia Meyer's squad since that 7-1 lead.
It's been all Blue Jays since then. Here's Scott the libero sending it back over from the back line. Just couldn't get anything up front. Now Sabetha will set it up with Bolt. Pushed up in the air by Becker, and it's tapped to the floor, and they can't get it back over. 19-12, Sabetha, they are in control.
Yeah, I think one thing that was a little bit of an issue with Jefferson West is when they were up by so many, they were trying to be a little bit aggressive and really attack those lines, and they weren't able to execute. And all of a sudden, those out-of-bounds really started to add up and let Sabetha right back in the game.
Served there by Hayden, and they set it up nicely after the spike attempt as they get it back, and there's a kill shot by Aaron Bolt, who puts it home, and the Blue Jays 20-12. Their lead continues to grow here in set two. And she'll send it across, and it's going to be an ace. I was about to say service error. That definitely was not an error. That's on the back line there for Jeff West, as Kroninger couldn't quite get a handle on it and make it now 21-12. Quite the run for Sabetha here after Jeff West scored 7 of the first 8 here in set 2. Hayden again sends it over with a little bit of loft, and it's going to get another ace.
And this is just an absolutely unprecedented run here.
22-12, wow. Yeah, you're right. It's quite the run. It is a 21-5 run for Sabetha since the 7-1 advantage to start for Jeff West. Jeff West get any kind of momentum back here in the second set. They set up Deal, who sends it on over, but Sabetha right there to set it up front. Here's Scobie pushing it over, and again, just a little bit of finesse on that one over the front line. And it's 23-12, and now Sabetha is just a point away from set point and forcing a third and final set. Get another sub for the Tigers, as we'll see Colby Knoll. Another new body in there for Jeff West that we haven't seen yet. Put it on the back line. Tigers try to push it up front. They send it to the far side. Deal a kill shot. Nice save there by Lukert. When it goes into the net, and the Tigers finally get a point, it is 23-13. One thing we certainly don't see, especially from what we saw in the first match with Sabetha and Hiawatha, the Tigers are constantly rotating players, constantly. Every couple points, they're putting two new girls out there. Sabetha really riding with the same crew, so Tigers are certainly got to be more fresh. But Sabetha has been in control here in the second set. Now the Tigers need to get this one back over. Scott, a nice save, and then this one is punched back over by Mayer. Now Sabetha, another tap shot and another finesse. Beautifully done. Gruber gets the point, and it's now set point for Sabetha, 24-13.
You were kind of talking about the substitutions. I mean, you just look at the benches, though. Only one person on the bench for Sabetha, and you have 7 over here for Jefferson West.
So a little bit of a different strategy here for Sabetha, and it's certainly working out as they have set point here in set 2. And the Tigers need a heck of a rally to win this one, but Sabetha's going to put it away as Scobie finds it home. And a dominant set to win, 25-13, as we will go to a third set once again. Sabetha and Jeff West off to a third set. We'll take a 2-minute timeout when we come back. Set three here from Hiawatha right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flatbed Drivers, KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Lloyd's Truck Repair is celebrating 40 years in business and thankful for all the local support and a great team of employees, many of whom have been working at Lloyd's Truck Repair for 20 or 30 years. Proud to be the trusted choice for truck repairs on the road or in the field. Lloyd's Truck Repair, Junction 75 and 36. South of Sabetha.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Shop now and save on select in-stock Ferris mowers at Heinen Repair and Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment during their 2022 model year-end clearance sale. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension, smoother ride, extended mower life, and more consistent cut. Right now at Heinen, you can get as low as 0% financing with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Save now on Ferris mowers at Heinen Repair, south of Valley Falls, and now in Lawrence, Heinen Repair Outdoor Power Equipment. Learn more at HeinenRepair.com and HeinenOPE.com.
Are you looking for peace of mind on your piece of earth? Don't let worrying about the weather get in your way. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters can provide you with the best protection. Remember, wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th. Call Beth today to find out the right fit of protection for your ag operation. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider. Don't forget the wheat sales closing and margin protection for corn and beans date is September 30th.
Kansaland Radio.
Set here in Hiawatha. Jeff West Sabetha going to a third and final set. Set one went to Jeff West, 25-21, but it was all Sabetha in the latter portion of set two, 25-13. As again, Jeff West got out to a 7-1 lead right out the gate in set two, but right after that, all Sabetha as they roared back, took a big lead, and able to win it 25-13. So we now start a third set. As again, the final matchup tonight will be Jeff West and Hiawatha. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are on the brand new Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports, over at MSCSports.net. Hiawatha Jeff West will play on the gridiron Friday night. Week two of the high school football season. We'll get you going tomorrow with our weekly locker room chats. Area head coaches you'll hear from, as week one certainly brought out some good scores and some good outcomes, and no better coverage here in Northeast Kansas. So the first point's going to go to Sabetha. Good kill and finish there by Jessica Gruber over the front line hands of Delaney Deal. And Sabetha out 1-0.
Yeah, kind of talking about the momentum. Can the momentum possibly carry over from that long break? It surpassed two timeouts last set. This is a 3-minute break. We'll see if they can surpass it.
All right, Alexia Hayden sends it over, and it's going to be an ace as it's just in front of the back line. Sabetha carrying this momentum at least through the first 2 points as they jump out 2-0. Jeff West, a little rotational issue there, trying to get a couple bodies on the back line as Hayden will send this one over once again, and she does so. The libero Scott pushing it up front. They want to set it up to the front of the net, and good defense up front by Aaron Bolt and also Jessica Gruber locking that one at the net, trying to be put over by Scott. And it's now a 3-0 advantage for Jeff West. Sabetha. So Sabetha up 3-0. Tigers trying to get their first point here in the third set. Slapped over by Deal, but too strong and out of play. Make it 4-0. Alexia Hayden to serve this one over. A 4-0 start here for Sabetha over Jeff West in set three. Libero Scott, boy, it just looks like a completely different Jeff West team here in the last set and change, I should say. Really, ever since they got out 7-1 in set two, it's just been kind of night and day difference as Sabetha has rolled from that point. And right there on the spot, another kill for Aaron Bolks. And it's a 6-0 start for Sabetha real quick here in set three.
Yeah, body language is certainly, Sabetha, they're certainly more perked up. Jefferson West kind of hands over on their knees, kind of very tired. Night and day, as you said.
And Alexia Hayden sends it over. Thompson wants to send it to the backside. Becker, a kill attempt. It's nicely blocked on the back line. Sabetha pushing it up front. Scobie pushing it over. Tigers get it back, and they get a point there. Nicely done. That's Sydney Thompson, the point for Jeff West. Now 6-1, Sabetha. A couple subs in for the Tigers. As Brown and Mayer come in. As Mayer will serve. Her team down 6-1 early third set. Jeff West and Hiawatha coming up next in our finale. Sabetha has it now. They push it up front. Here is Scobie. Had it blocked at the net. Tigers get it back and push it over. Sabetha wants to push it far side. Now they just punch it over. Tigers want to set it up. Far side, Brown. Kill attempt is in. Back-to-back points for the Tigers. Make it 6-2. Mayer to serve once again, the junior. Slaps it over with the left hand. Back line, Schmelzley. Up towards Scobie, who has to hit it over with two hands. They want to set it up once again, and nicely done. Set up for Ainsley Scott, who puts it home. Now three straight for Jeff West, now 6-3. As Mayer once again back to serve. Tigers getting a little momentum back here in the third set. Mayer sends it over. To the front it goes. Hayden wants to set it up. And Sabetha's going to earn this point. As
am I
going
to have to get this? I think I have to get this.
The ball has plopped up into the bleachers. And yes, our boy, Jared Sleppy, is going to go over and get this ball. So if you're here, most of you listening probably are not here. So the bleachers that we are sitting in, I'll clap for you. Nicely done. As Jared gets the ball from the top of the bleachers. As he joins us back once again after the point by Sabetha. 7-3 their advantage. Nice dig there by Scott on the back line for Jeff West. They want to set up Brown for a long kill shot, but right into the back line as Scobie digs it out. They set it up front for Lukert, who puts it home. Lukert for one, make it 8-3, Sabetha. So they get it back to Aaron Bolts, who serves here for Sabetha. Now to an 8-3 lead here in set three. They send this one over. Pushed up by Brown. Thompson back to Brown. The kill shot tips in the air. Saved on the back line there by Schmelzley. Push it far side. Scobie a kill shot. Saved on the back line by Thompson for Jeff West. Scott pushing it up. Sent across by Deal, but Sabetha on the back line again, keeping it alive. Punch it back over. Now Jeff West in some trouble. Trying to push it up to the front of the net. Two-handed push shot over by Brown. Now here's another tap shot, and Sabetha finds the room and gets the point as Gruber gets it, and it's down 9-3, Sabetha.
I think Aaron Bolts having tire shoes, a little bit of a break. Is this enough of a break to get some momentum back to Jefferson? I keep talking about it.
Well, Sabetha certainly has the momentum, 9-3 their advantage, set three, and that's a good start for Jeff West. Serve right into the net by Bolts, makes it 9-4, Sabetha. And Scott back to serve here for the Tigers.
Let's take a sip of water every time we say momentum. You'll be fully hydrated by the end of
that. That's true. Nothing wrong with being fully hydrated, no doubt. So Sabetha has it front of the line. A nice kill shot over that's blocked by the back line. Now it just has to be pushed back over by the Tigers. Here's Lukers. They set her up for the spike. Good dig on the back line there by Scott. Now they set up Brown, who touches it over with the right hand. Sabetha back with it once again. Kind of a miss awkward setup there on the spike attempt. Brown with two hands and can't get it over. 10-4, Sabetha. The Blue Jays have come back nicely since dropping the first set 25-21. Winning set two in big fashion, 25-13, and there's another service there. As this is Gruber who puts it into the net. She'll take a quick breather. It's a 10-5, Jeff West trailing, I should say.
It's all smiles on the Sabetha side, though, I'll tell you what. As soon as Gruber came off, she was smiling, talking things with her coach. She was smiling, so just total good vibes over on Sabetha's side.
Rightfully so. They lost the first set and then found themselves trailing 7-1 early in the second set and somehow won set 2, 25-13. There's a shot into the net. Another point, Jeff West. Hallie Scobie couldn't get this one over. Make it 10-6. As Lauren Krottinger will continue to serve here, the 5'7 sophomore for Jeff West. Good pace to that serve. Sabetha sets it up for Luker. It's kind of an awkward swing over, but she gets it over. Now they set it up for Schwinn. Not much pace. Now Luker again on the spike. Good diving to one knee. Krottinger keeps it alive. Libero Scott puts it over underhanded. Here's Sabetha again. Spike attempt is good. Set up for Schmelzley, and she cleans it up. It's 11-6 Blue Jays.
Beautiful little touch set. Those sometimes can throw off the timing on the blocking for Jefferson West. It certainly was executed well by the Blue Jays.
Sabetha sends it over with the serve. Scobie nearly had an ace, but it was dug out. Now there's a kill shot that's put home nicely in by Reese Brown. It's 11-7 in favor of Sabetha. Again, two more players coming in. Brown's going to come out. They'll bring in Hallie Tuck. They also bring back in Lainey Becker, replacing Kendall Mayer. So Tuck back to serve. Sabetha leading by four here. Not quite midway through. The third and final set. They set up Lukert. Sends it over. Now one shot back over. Sabetha has another opportunity. They want Lukert again. Set, spike, and it's money. Just inside the line on the left side. Back left corner. Lukert delivers. Makes it 12-7.
Lukert, I mean, she is just phenomenal with getting the time right when that ball is high up in the air. Timing it right, right at the top of her swing, nailing it and then right in her right spot. She's been phenomenal all night long.
So 12-7 advantage for Sabetha here in the third and final set. Jeff West gets it over with Becker. Finds a hole, but it's saved up by Sabetha. Somehow got it back over. Nicely done defensively. Tigers want to set it up again for Becker. Her spike attempt is too long, and the Blue Jays get the point. So good defense there by Sabetha, keeping it alive, and then the Tigers had an opportunity. Kill shot by Becker too long, make it 13-7, a six-point advantage. Sent over by Lukert. Tigers set it up front, tapped over by Thompson. Tigers trying to get something going. Another kill shot put home by Aaron Boltz, make it 14-7, a touchdown lead for the Blue Jays. Sabetha with the serve. Mary Lukert has it. She'll send it over to the back left corner. Tuck puts it up front. Now Thompson swings it to the far side, and Scott goes right up against the net, and that should be a point for the Blue Jays, and it is. They get 15-7, and another timeout for Jeff West. Sabetha in control in the third and final set over Jeff West. 15-7 is their advantage. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lemon's Pot and Pantry in Holton carries a large supply of harvest-dried freeze dryers and products. Freeze-dried foods retain 98% of nutrients, last up to 25 years on the shelf with no need for jars or freezers. Lemon's Pot and Pantry in Holton uses these products and can help answer all your freeze-drying questions. Located at 500 Vermont in Holton and available by appointment by calling 785-383-3426. Come look, purchase, and take home today and start freeze-drying tomorrow. Connect on Facebook at Lemon's Pot and Pantry.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, third and final sets. Sabetha with the advantage here, leading Jefferson West 15-7. Tigers won the first set over the Blue Jays, 25-21, but Sabetha dominant in set two, 25-13. They have carried that momentum over into this third and final set, and the Blue Jays leading 15-7. They have the serve out of the timeout. And waiting for the official to give the go. And it's Mary Lukert to serve it up. Sends it over with the right hand. Jeff West back line, pushing it up front to Thompson. Spike attempt by Schwinn is blocked. Tigers now just pushing it back over. Daria, the libero, gets it back over, and a point for the Blue Jays.
Jefferson West bench wanting a push on that one, but not getting the call.
16-7, Sabetha set three. Lukert to serve once again. Slap it over with the right hand. Dug up there by Tuck to the front. The kill shot is saved there nicely, and I think we get a net shot here for Sabetha. So Jeff West getting a point, much needed. Now 16-8. It was a heck of a dig by Bolts there, but and the point it really didn't matter. The Tigers earning the point. Still have a long way to go. 16-8 our score. Here's Scott to serve for the Tigers. Sabetha a little tap shot over. Bumped up in the air. Thompson sends it back. Scott sends it over right. Running out of time is Jeff West. They need to go on a little bit of a run here. Sabetha's been in control since about midway through that second set. Nearly got an ace, but Thompson punching it over with the right hand. Sabetha now has it. Far side, little tap shot over. Bumped up in the air by Becker. Now Becker has it, pushing it over with two hands. Blue Jays, near side. They want to set up Bolts. Left-handed slap shot is saved. Scott, the libero, pushing it up front. This is Becker who sends it back over for Jeff West. Tigers now on the defensive end. Here's a set, and there's a spike and a kill shot for Jessica Gruber. 18-8. The lead is 10 for the Blue Jays. Schmelzley to serve. That's got a timeout for a player tying the shoe. Lukert's lacing him up. Schmelzley sends it over. Just grazed the net, but got over. Nice dig by the back line for the Tigers. There's a kill shot by Scott. Backed up here by Sabetha, who puts it up front of their own net. Scott in the back line, pushing it back up front for Jeff West. And good defense, but I think they're going to get Sabetha on the net. So a free point there for the Tigers. And again, much needed. They trail now 18-9. Late here in the third set. Serving here is Sydney Thompson for Jeff West. Near side, Gruber pushing it over, but can't get it all the way over the net. And another point for Jeff West, now 18-10.
It starts to possibly a run going here, but still a long ways to go.
Yeah, if you need a run, you certainly need it if you are Jeff West, and certainly now would be a good time. Jeff West has it back on their end. It's put right up to the net. Just kind of miss hit from the back line by Hallie Tuck. And a point for Sabetha, 19-10. As it will be Alexia Hayden to serve. Hayden turns it over. Back line. Thompson pushing it far side. This is Scott, and her kill shot is too long. Make it 20-10. Hayden to serve again. Sabetha trying to close this one out after dropping three sets to Hiawatha. There's a service error by Hayden, so a free point there for Jeff West. Makes it 20-11. Subs coming in as Reese Brown and also Kendall Mayer is going to check back in for the Tigers. It will be Mayer to serve. Mayer, the lefty, sends it on over. Back line by Schmelzley, pushing it up. Backside, spike attempt, and nice defense blocked up front for Jeff West. They give that point to Sabetha. They did. Not sure what the call was there. It looked like it was good defense by the Tigers. Looked like they earned the point, but Sabetha's lead is now 21-10. There's a long serve out of play by Bolts. And it's now 21-12, so Jeff West will get that point back.
He
Jefferson West is benefiting on some of these little service mistakes that Sabetha has given them here in the end. But Sabetha, they just get a couple more points, get that kill shot, they'll be good to go. And now I think they're going to have to restart this play.
Yeah, something with the officials, unsure. So again, third set, Sabetha leading 21-12 over Jeff West. They dropped the first set and have been dominant in the last couple sets. There's another point for Sabetha, inching closer to victory, 22-12. Misplayed shot by the front line of Jeff West. Gruber sends it over to the back line. Scott punching it up in the air. Now they set it up far side for Schwinn, who didn't have much on it. Now Sabetha will tap it over with Lukert, and it wasn't the greatest of setups. They wanted Lukert on the spike, but then had to adjust midair. And her punch over just out of play, make it 22-13, Sabetha by 9. Lauren Croninger back to serve here for Jeff West. Might have been long, and miscommunication. Bolts punched it in the air, and nobody there for a second hit, 22-14. As Croninger will serve it up once again for Jeff West, this is the time, if they want to give themselves a chance, they need to rattle off some points here. Croninger's serve is long, just barely. It was nearly an ace, but Blue Jays will get the point. 23-14, they are a point away from match point. So pretty impressive considering where there's going to be a short serve, and that one right into the net by Hallie Scobie, make it 23-15. But again, after Jeff West won the first set and then scored 7 of the first 8 points in set 2, it has really been all Sabetha since. They have been composed, and a couple times the Tigers have made a couple of spurts, but Sabetha has had an answer every time.
Yeah, huge credit to Coach Stevie for having her girls ready for very interesting set of events here tonight.
So Tuck with the serve. Lou Kurtz on the kill, and she puts it home, and it's match point here for Sabetha. It is 24-15. Well, the Tigers would need to rattle off 11 straight to win this one. As Lukert sends it over and saved on the back line. Probably would have been long. Becker to the front. Tapped over there by Tuck. Sabetha a chance. They set it up for Bolts. Money, and the game is over. Sabetha wins it in set 3, 25-15, and they win the final two sets after dropping the first. So Sabetha rallies after dropping the first set. And they beat Jeff West 21-25, 25-13, and 25-15. We'll have 10 minutes between the final match coming up here in just a little bit. But we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We'll recap what we've done so far and get you set for the final matchup here tonight. Again, Sabetha wins it in 3 sets over Jefferson West. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Ryan Carr, orthopedic surgeon, is now seeing patients at Holton Community Hospital. Dr. Carr is a board-certified and fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon who specializes in disorders of the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Carr performs joint replacement and advanced arthroscopic reconstruction surgeries, as well as fracture management. For more info or to schedule an appointment, call 785-364-9681 or visit HoltonHospital.com for more info. Personalized care with hometown heart. That's Holton Community Hospital, where you can count on care close to home.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
September 30th is the deadline for fall crop insurance and changes.
Normally, this is for wheat, but there are more options and decisions for the 2023 crop year. Let the professionals at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha guide you through margin protection to protect against rising input costs, cutting into your profit margin, and the possibility of insuring double crop soybeans after wheat. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance, 621 Main in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
Kansaland Radio.
And welcome back to Hiawatha, the Roundhouse, as we continue on the brand new Hiawatha Red Hot Channel here at MSCSports.net. Also, KNZA 103.9 FM, Brandon Tabman. I'm joined by Jared Sleppy, also Colin Feldkamp in studio. Well, partner, we're down to the matchup here in just a little bit. We'll have Hiawatha and Jefferson West, but you're just tuning in. Our first matchup tonight, it was Hiawatha and Sabetha. It was a three-setter. Hiawatha winning it 25-21, 20-25, and then 25-14. Our second matchup, if you just heard it, Sabetha and Jeff West. Tigers got out to a good start. They won the first set 25-21. But really after that, even the start of the second set, Jeff West jumped out to an early 7-1 lead. But since that moment, Sabetha took over, and they would go on to win the final two sets, 25-13 and 25-15. So Sabetha will finish tonight 1-1. Hiawatha looking for a 2-0 night. Jeff West trying to salvage a win here this evening. So, again, partner, this is Big 7 Volleyball. We're going to see it all year long. I believe next week we're going to be in Sabetha for another matchup. That'll be on the Sabetha channel. But, again, it's as competitive of a league as we have for volleyball here in Northeast Kansas. And we're seeing some pretty good matches here tonight. And we still haven't even seen the top two teams yet with Nemaha Central and Royal Valley.
Absolutely. And in terms of this final matchup, we're going to get to see Hiawatha gets a little bit of a break in between these sets here, and they're going to reset things here. I think we're going to move the moving the scoreboard. Okay, that's what they were doing there. So get about 10 minutes here from 12 minutes now. But
I keep changing the time. Yeah. That's okay. Roughly 10 or 12 minutes, we'll be ready for the second match.
Yeah, but
the next one.
As for Jefferson West, in terms of getting totally shifted their focus, their mindset after, as you said, getting into off to such a great start and then just totally falling off the face of the earth, can they rebound and totally restart things here? Because that's what you got to do. You got to think it's all of a sudden now it's 0-0. You have to completely flip a switch here and get ready for one of the best teams in the league.
Well, and I think it says a lot about Sabetha, too, after losing a tough one in three sets to Hiawatha in the first matchup tonight and then dropping the first set to Jeff West, getting down 7-1 in the second set, still yet to come back and really just dominate from that point on, 25-13, 25-15. It says a lot after playing, again, a long and kind of grueling match with Hiawatha in that first set. So, tired or not, Sabetha got it done, and, you know, they're able to